Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit, coming to you. Let me come back to you, Jabu. Now, when we talk about a deeper life, in Luke chapter 10, verses 39, it says, "And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Yahushua's feet and heard his word." A deeper life, we have to learn to sit at the feet of Christ, the Messiah, and hear his word. Those who know the voice of the Most High, Yahushua HaMashiach, and who are known by him also, and who hear his word, we know these are living a deeper life. Jabu.
Yes, indeed, my friend. You know, you're touching also a very important aspect of a deeper life. Mm. So we see actually two sisters here. It's Mary and also Martha. You know, they are sisters, and then they are visited by the Messiah himself, Yahushua HaMashiach.
Mm.
And one chooses to prepare for the Son of God. He chooses to prepare a meal, like to be busy, you know. And the other one chooses to really sit at his feet.
Mm.
In other ways, like to be closer to him, because, you know, like physically, the one who is at his feet is closer than the one who is in the kitchen.
Mm.
So, but the important thing to learn from this is he was not looking for food, no, anything to be given, because he's the giver of life.
Mm.
So he was looking for them, actually, like to do, he was looking for what exactly Mary did, you know, to sit at his feet, like in other words, to open up for him to pour over to her.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to pour over to him, because the greater cannot submit to the lesser.
Mm.
You know, the lesser must submit to the greater.
Mm.
So in other words, Martha was trying to really provide for the provider.
Mm.
That's how we live our lives some of the times, trying to provide for the provider.
Mm.
You know, trying to be helpful to the helper. Trying to be, you know, like, that's how we live, saying that we are doing the things of the Lord. Yeah, we're working for God. Busy, up and down. And meanwhile, he is looking for us to come at his feet, open up, because of the journey is very long.
Yeah.
You need to sit at his feet, open up, and let him fill you.
Mm-hmm.
And when he is done filling you, then that is when he is the one who's going to release you. Then you will indeed finish the journey. But sure. If you busy, like you're starting this, there you are, you see your friends are starting ministries, and there you start also.
Hey.
You see these ones are starting a prayer group, there you are. You see these ones are buying cars, are buying houses,
hey.
There you are, they are married. You are just in a rush. You're trying to do things for him on your own. It means you're still alive, as I was saying at first, that deeper life is when we've been crucified with Christ.
Yeah.
We no longer live. He lives within us. That's a deeper life.
Mm-hmm.
That's a deeper life. So even here, when we learn to sit at his feet, in other words, to open up to him to feel us, not
yes.
to be pretending to be feeling him. He needs nothing from us. We need everything from him. So, you know, it, just to support it in Deuteronomy 30, 19 to 20, I won't read the whole scripture. It says, "I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and a curse. Therefore, choose life, that you and your offspring may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, and holding fast to him. For he is your life and length of days, that you may dwell in the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to them." It's set before us, life and death, blessing and a curse. And he is even instructing us to choose life.
Mm.
So in other words, this is when we now choose that which the Lord has instructed us to choose. Like in this journey that we are in, my friend, we are faced with many choices. Like many things that you can choose from, like what types of things that to do. But the father always instructs us to choose this. Even at work, sometimes there are opportunities, you know, and then you are presented with opportunities and you're supposed to choose. And the father says, choose this. But because of that offer, you remember the story of the scripture about Abraham and Lot. When they were shown, actually, when Lot saw the greener pastures at a distance, and then he chose that land. And then the barren land, which was appearing to be barren, rocky, he didn't choose, you know.
Mm.
So also, when we are faced with times to choose, we use our eyes. And the scripture says we no longer live by sight, we live by faith. Now, in other words, that which is good for us, the Lord will tell us that choose this. So as he says, let's choose life, even when it appears to be boring, to be something that is not appealing. But if the Lord says it's good for you, take it. That's a deeper life when we choose those things that the Lord has set for. Even if it's a humble role in the church to wipe chairs, you know, everyone wants to be in front, wants to be saying something on the mic, you know. But the Lord shows me the minister of wiping chairs. He says, choose this. And then that's a deeper life when I'm living by faith, not by sight, and by the instructions of the Father. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right, Tulani Ndlovu in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe says, hi Ray, living a deeper life means seeking God with one's whole heart. We are called to worship in spirit and in truth and not to play games with God, for he knows everything. He says he knows everything. That is Tulani Ndlovu in Bulawayo. Thank you so much, Tulani Ndlovu there. We really, really appreciate. Jabu, let me relieve a phone there, and then I'll come back to you. Now, we're taking your calls. Hello there, hi. Sawona.
Honorable member.
Honorable member. Greetings.
How are you, sir?
I'm very well, and how have you been?
Yo, I'm very well blessed, and of course.
No, that's good, man. That's good to hear. That's good to hear.
Been that's a while.
It's been a while, and then I thought, okay. Now, maybe it's because people are floor crossing now. You're no longer considering talking to us. I said, okay.
No, servant of God, it's not that. It's just that when you are not in place with the Lord,
yeah,
you need to go and soak yourself, find yourself in the Lord, and
I understand.
Be pruned and be worked out.
I understand.
Servants of the Lord, we talk you have decided to take a very deep topic. Deeper life in the Lord.
Yes.
You become selfless, yeah, when you are in the Lord.
Yeah.
You die to self. He becomes the owner of your life. You know, when you quote, when you talk about Daniel.
Yeah,
he is like they decided to look at death and say, "You're not gonna be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us."
Yes,
and they said to the king, "Even if he doesn't deliver us, we will not bow."
Yeah,
because it's no longer about self. You die. When Christ says to us, whoever wants to follow me must carry his cross.
Yes.
Meaning we're going to have to die daily before the Lord. We're going to have to become selfless men of God. And I've said when I posed that verse on Philippians that everything becomes nothing or rubbish.
Yeah.
When you compare in the knowledge of Christ.
Yes.
Because there is nothing for us in the world, Mchangamre. There is nothing for us in the world where we know that actually there is nothing to lose and there is more to gain when we soak our life deeper in the Lord.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No. Keep up the topic and may God bless you. We'll listen. We are listening.
Thank you, Honorable Member, man. Don't just flow cross and dish us up. You know? Come on. We from long ago. We from far, man. You can't just leave us like that.
No, I'm back. I'm back.
No, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you, man of God.
All right, then. Okay, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And, of course, what does living a deeper life imply to you? Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. I want to hear from you as to what you make of this. What is a deeper life even all about? What is it even all about? I want to hear from you as to what you make of it. 012-334-1322.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, let me read this one. This one is also from Jesse Untika, and he's saying, I greet you, Brother Ray, and your guests and the Radio Pulpit family in Jesus' name. I'm listening and learning. Shalom. And I say to you, Shalom, Tuda. And may the Father continuously do more of you. Okay, here's a message also from Mumfundiswa, Mumfundis Matebula after this.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Mumfundis Matebula, F.I. Matebula. Remember what Pastor Isaac Matebula. I remember long ago they would say that. They said, Mumfundis Matebula, Mumfundis Matebula from Ivory Park, CMC Ivory Park. Now, it says... the people that actually, this is Dr. Matebula, Jabu, Dr. Matebula, this, if you look into it, he says, the people that are deep in Christ are seen by their fruit. Matthew chapter 3, verses 8. The people that are deep in Christ are seen by their fruit. And it says, Matthew 3, 8, show fruit of your repentance. The Lord knows you when you produce fruit in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to verse 23. Thank you so much, Dr. Matebula.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM. No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Let me bring this to you also, Mfundisi Mota. When we talk of a deeper life again, in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 18 and 19, and I want to look at verse 18, it says that we may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that we may be filled with all the fullness of Yahuwah. That we may be filled with all the fullness of Yahuwah. That is a deeper life. Mfundisi Mota.
Mfundisi, that's very much true. And we can only know his fullness and the deeper love of Christ when we allow him, you know, to control every area of our lives, when we surrender everything unto him. And when we do that, we allow him to dwell in us, to teach us, and to guide us. And in so doing, we become so in-depth into him. We abide in him because he becomes the ruler of our hearts. He becomes the ruler of our lives. You know, where you have read chapter 18, or verse 18, I want to read verse 17, ngiqale lapho mfundisi, where it says that so that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you are being rooted and grounded in love. we need to be rooted and we need to be grounded in love.
Mm.
When we need to allow him to make our heart his home.
Yes.
When we allow him to make our heart his home, in other words, Mfundisi kusho ukuthi Christ lives his fully life in us and through us. So hence Paul kept on saying that it is no longer I who lives, but Christ that lives in me. So when we get to know his deeper love, full love, it can only be when we allow him to give him our whole heart. Completely, Mfundisi. Not ukuthi inhliziyo yethu kube indawo where he comes and visit and go, but he need to dwell there. I love the word of dwelling because it says that ukuhlale ekhona, our heart is occupied fully by him, not only a certain part of our heart, but fully by him. And when Christ occupies your heart fully, everything that you own, everything that you have, whether material things or spiritual things, it is controlled by him. You will even understand that I cannot drive my car and use it for things that are ungodly because this car belongs to him. It does not belong to me. So in other words, yonke into nayo suke uyinikeze, you know, have allowed him to rule and to govern your heart. So that is Mfundisi, a deeper life in Christ. And through that, we are able to remain connected with him. We have a fellowship with him at all times. And we begin at all times to seek him in everything that we need. We actively seek him and seek his presence, to be in his presence.
Mm.
And because we know that in his presence, there's fullness of joy, there's love, there's peace. So we will experience that. And we will see that by the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. I think Osipo spoke about that when we spoke about the fruit of the Spirit, when we spoke about the love, be able to love other people unconditionally, to be gentle, to be kind, to be merciful to other people. Those are the characters of Christ. So when we have that, we can say that we are living a deeper life in Christ because it is him that now governs our heart.
Mm.
And we walk, you know, it is important, Mfundisi. Our walk with God is more important than the work for God. You know,
yes.
There are people, abantu abaningi, abenza, they are doing the work of God or the work of the Father, but they still walk in the counsel of the ungodly.
Yeah.
As the book of Psalms saying, they are still walking in the counsel of the ungodly. In other words, as in the Bazenza, they will even claim, we are working for the Father, but they are working for themselves so that they can get glory. So it is important that our walk with the Father, it is more important than anything, because when we walk with him, we have fellowship with him, and that is a day, everyday life. That is why the Bible says that Enoch, by faith, he was taken. In other words, Enoch wahamba noNkulunkulu insuku zakhe zonke. Up until he was no more. And we can only be do that, Mfundisi, ngani ngokukholwa. And when we walk by faith, there is no possibility, Mfundisi, we can walk with God apart from faith. Faith is the key for us to be able to walk with God. Faith is the key for us to have a deeper life in Christ so that we can understand and know his love and to dwell in his love. And when we dwell in his love, loving other people, it becomes so simple. It becomes our nature because love, it is the nature of God himself.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
Thabo Mofokeng says, Dumelang Saints, listening and learning, seek first the kingdom of God and live a deeper life in Christ. I repeat, in Christ. Thabo Mofokeng, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate, sir. May the Father greatly do you good.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
All right, here's another one. This one is from Given Mwekoetsi. Says, good evening, Pastor Ray and all Radio Pulpit family. Wonderful topic that helps us measure our depth in the life of Christ. Jesus asked Peter to go deeper in the sea in order to catch more fish. Naaman got healed and cleansed of leprosy after dipping himself 7 times in the Jordan instead of the Abana and Papa as Naaman wished. Deeper life, more blessings, healthy life, a firm relationship with the Lord. That is what Given Moeketsi says. Thank you so much, Given. I really appreciate it, sir.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
All right then, 657 AM, and we are talking about deeper life. Sipho, let me bring this to you. Lapha standatheni mfoka baba. Hey, yazi Sipho, bokhona enye imoto kudala bathi Temps. Bethanda ukuthola ama-drightly nana. Umfundisi uSthebe waseduduza bekanayo, angazi bekayithathe play panel vele. Ukuya eStanderton from eduduza bokusithatha the whole night. Eh? Sengathi ukhweli katshiwa. Yazi ama-trip aso ake anokuthi ayenze ukuthi umuntu yazi kungabi ngathi une-deeper life. Or yazi kubekezela komuntu ubone ukuthi une-deeper life. Sake saya eDurban for 2 days.
eThekwini 2 days.
Uyadlala wena. Uyadlala. Yeah, kula ubona khona i-deeper life, the patience, you know. Right.
Ukubekethela
mnaka. Now in Philippians chapter 4 verse 8, finally brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Now, a deeper life implies that the mind of that person is like this one. Their meditation is in the pleasure of the Most High. Sipho.
That's very true, Mfundisi, and indeed. Remember, kule verse of Fundekulo, Psalm chapter 1. In Bible, written, ubusisi umuntu ongahlali enkundleni abaklolodayo kodwa ukuthokoza kwakhe kusemthethweni kaNkulunkulu ozindla ngemthetho kaNkulunkulu imini nobusuku. In other words, what we already sikufunda nesikulalelayo, we become that. Yingako kuthiwa le ncwadi yomthetho mayingasuki emlonyeni wethu, sozindla ngayo imini nobusuku. Lokhu kuzokwenza ukuthi ukuphumelela kwethu ihlahlamelise indlela yethu. In other words, uma uku-deeper life, Mfundisi, your mind, it's the mind of Christ. In other words, when we pipe it, the mind that was in Christ being you, definitely you've been transformed. Ulapha ku Romans chapter 12 ukuthi your mind has been renewed. Ingqondo yakho iguquliwe. Uyakwazi ukuhlolisisa okuhle okuthandekayo okuphelele okuyintando kaNkulunkulu epheleleyo.
Absolutely there. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Angazi ukuthi uma kushaya le ngoma le, hawu uSipho noJabulani naye umotha lo, ngathi hayi ngathi bebangena sapho. Eyi laba ngiyasola yazi dala mina bokushaywa lesi on a Sunday mangana John Stans fanele ube nale uyezwa nawo. And besishaya nge-album hayi nge-CD player. Sipho lalela,
hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
But there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
The truth is, and the name of the song is Peanut Butter and Jelly. We used to play these songs, man. Hey, yeah, oh brother. Yeah, oh brother. Oh, wala payana, oh brother. This by a figure, the payana besegur. Tengwa. Bukona lezin te batiama. Iko jini. Mentholiptus. Nama cold. Ma sweet la. Nama cold drink. Besegia shalwa la payana. Kujalwa lez. Mwagna sikta la. itempele ngojimi sokati. Yeah. Hi, Mesbuya straight. All right. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Juanita, I see your WhatsApps. It's written in Afrikaans, man. Hey, Juanita. I'll try to read it. And send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. And of course, also, you can give a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And you can talk to us about almost anything that pertains to living a deeper life in Christ. What does it mean? Does it mean being a regular in church? You know, remember in those days when they used to write, I need a companion, a pen pal. And then they say, he must not drink, he must not smoke, he must be a church goer. Ah, kusho ukuthi lo ankle deep. Yeah, kusho ukuthi umuntu unozikhethela ankle deep. Lo zophuma anytime ensindu se i-church goer. Hayi umuntu ohamba noNkulu. Ngifuna i-church. Ngifuna i-church. Umhlolo kaJames. You know, it always used to be like that, you know, but hey, this is how it was. Let me bring this to you again, Jabu. Let me come back to you. When we talk of a life, Colossians 3:3, it says this. It says, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in Yahuwah. Now, why am I reading this? It's because you also read Galatians 2:20 earlier on. It says, for you died, and your life is hidden. Your life is hidden with Christ in Yahuwah. When one lives a deeper life, they must have that kind of mindset, that kind of philosophy and life view, and see that this is how they live now. Abasayiphile empilo yasekuqaleni yase yakudala leya na makuza uDisemba umuntu yalahleka yozabuye January azokhala inyanga yonke akhala lapha bese siyazi ukuthi the same cycle again. Net mighty September uyaqala manje uyaqala ukuduba enkonzweni uyaqala ukuduba ngasikudala uhambile futhi simbone futhi end of January, beginning of February. It's a person who has moved away from these cycles. This person is not just knee deep. This person is not just ankle deep or breast deep or neck deep. He is actually swallowed into the water of the Holy Spirit. He can't even swim across it, which means he's not even in a state of disobedience. And he enjoys the washing and the healing that occurs all the time in the Spirit of the Father. Jabu!
Amen, my friend. Thanks very much. A deeper life. So, I think also the scripture you're quoting, Colossians 3:3, is still emphasizing on like the type of there is no deeper life without death.
Mm.
If we are still alive, you know, still doing things on our own, of which that's the case with the church of today, we are many of us, like we are resurrected into our old nature. So you see in the manner in which we live, in the manner in which we speak, and also just the type of a church that we become, like so materialistic, like, you know, everything is about tangible things, you know, like fleshy things. That, you know, like a sort of maybe a spiritual life that we know that as children of the Father we are supposed to live, where we are known by the substance of the presence, you know, like the Spirit of the Father dwelling in us, where people can trust us when it comes to prayer, even in the workplace, in our circle of friendships, at home. But these days it's about even people are scared to even follow us to our places of worship because of the way that we are so fleshy. Like, they can't match up to our standard. We are known by material things instead of the deeper life that we are called into. Get where we have been crucified with him. We no longer. It means when people look at us, they don't see a trace of our being, a trace of our old nature, a trace of what we used to be.
they see him. They see him loving them. They see him crucified for them. They see him calling them to himself. They see him, you know, like opening up his hands and calling everyone unto his salvation. You know, that's the deeper life that we are called into, and of which I pray that may we return into that type of a life so that our lives can be a testimony. Our lives can be also like the instrument that the Father continues to use to draw men unto himself, as it's supposed to be. So you are very right, my friend, as you're saying, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Not our eloquence of speeches. You know, as we are competing these days, this one is preaching better than this one. Hey, this one is speaking better English because we say, my God, this one is saying, oh, my God. You know, akubonakale yena. Sifile thina, sisaphile. Christ ophila kithi. Makubonakale yena. Even nanoma kuthiwa ufundile or ufundile, ukhuluma kahle, awukhulumi kahle. Uma ngabe phila kuwe, uma uvula umlomo, abantu bayaphila. Abantu bayasindiswa. Abantu bayasizakala because of akhulumi wena nesindisi sakho esipholishekile. Ukhuluma yena nogcobo lwakhe nomoya wakho engcwele. That's the deeper life that we are called into. Just to sum it up, in Ephesians 3:17 it says, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. That's the deeper life we are called into, to be rooted and grounded in love. You know, there should never be a point where we are not known by love as the children of the Father. Let us know that even when people hate you, be known as someone who is full of love. Love your enemies. Love those who persecute you. Love those who really speak bad about you, because that's a deeper life. It's only a person who lives a deeper life who can understand that love covers multitude of wrongs. You love beyond grudges and offenses and all persecutions. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Thank you very much. Remember, I read something from Mfundisi Mathebula about living a life that is having fruit that are consistent with our repentance. But he puts it this way in Matthew 3. It says, show fruit of your repentance. You know, and then he says, the Lord knows when you produce fruit. And in Galatians 5:22-23. Now, this aspect of the fruits of repentance, it has to show. And I'm bringing this to you, Mfundisi Mota. It has to show. Now, listen to this. This is just amazing. Now, a person who goes a deeper life, look at 2 Samuel 22, verses 29. It says, for you are my lamp, O Elohim. You shall enlighten my darkness. Someone whose lamp is Yahuwah. Not their intellect, not their money, not their fame, not their being loved, liked, not their celebrity. No, 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 no. Someone whose lamp is the Father, our Elohim himself. What say you, Mfundisi Mota?
Mfundisi, that's very much true. And I must say, Mfundisi, Christ is the light. And when we walk in the light, which is Christ himself, we will never stumble, we will never fall, because he will enlighten the path that we walk in. So it is important for us this enlightenment of our darkness. We cannot have that if we are not in him. We cannot have that if we are walking far from him. But when we walk in him, in other words, when we are in him, he's actually doing the work. In other words, he becomes the light in our lives. So therefore, uma sihlezi kuye, then we in everything we are enlightened, kuko konke esikwenzayo, Mfundisi. And we cannot be able to do that if we cannot commit ourselves. It is important, singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, ukuthi we need to commit ourselves unto the Lord himself, unto Christ, and the commitment that we do and give to Him, it will actually affect our spiritual growth, so that we can continuously be enlightened in everything that we do. And that will also ensure our spiritual discipline and obedience, my brother, because now we will not want to do the things of darkness, for we know that we are in the light.
Yeah.
So in other ways, we will be able to obey the Father in His word, because we are there in Him. In other words, His Spirit is the one that leads and guides us in everything that we do. But if we want to do that while we are set apart from Him, then in other words, we are going to be using our own strength. And if we do it with our own strength, we can't be able to do it. But let's allow Christ to be the one that do it for us as we are in Him, and He becomes our light. And in that, we will be able to delight in Him, my brother. It says in Psalms 87, verse number 4, it says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways unto Him, and trust in Him, and He shall put it to pass. Those who have a deeper life unto Christ, their desires are going to be fulfilled. How are they going to be fulfilled? Because their desires, my desire, my brother, will be according to the will of the Father. And it becomes so easy, because I can only be able to access and to know the will of the Father over my life when I am in Him, and when I have a fellowship and a deeper relationship, an intimate relationship with the Father, then I shall be able to know His will, and I shall be able, whatsoever that I desire, whatsoever that I ask from Him, it will be according to His will. And definitely, He is the Father who gives us every good and perfect gift. It comes from above.
Yes.
So it is important ukuthi sibe nako lokho mfundisi, and we shall be able ukuthi sibe discipline in everything that we do. Spiritual discipline. And it is important mfundisi, when we are in the light, when our life has been enlightened, even if noma ngabe kuthiwa you start with a 5 minutes prayer every day in studying your word of God, the more you're doing it every day, the deeper or your life is getting more deepened unto Christ. And the more you are doing it every day, and the longer you will be able to do it on a daily basis. So it's important so that we can remain in this light that comes from Yahuwah.
All right, I hear you quite well.
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Sespindi, it's good to hear from you. Sawubona.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and the guest in the studio. And the family of Radio Pulpit. Yes. Paul ukhuluma kanje uthi, I no longer live for myself, but Christ lives in me. He said, this song said, I don't want no pina button jelly. I want my soul to be saved.
Yeah, man.
As our soul is saved, we've got everything. Peace. Yeah, peace. Baluleke kakhulu. Sezikhona lezi ezinye izinto. Sizosishiya emhlabeni. But our soul. Let us cry for our soul to be saved.
Yeah.
And God give us the fruit of the Spirit. Sikhona ukubekezela izimo zivuma Pastor ezingavumi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sikhona ukuthanda kungasathandeki. Yeah. Sibe ne spirit of understanding, spirit of knowledge. Above all, bese sazi isikhathi sikuso ukuthi what time are we?
Yeah.
Then lokho okunye sikushaya indiva. Yabona.
Thank you so much, Sis Pindile. I really, really appreciate. Thank you. And send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, it is coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you good and also is gracing you amazingly. Let's read a message from Lenki Rampo, who says, Dumelang bon tate mreneng, e kar mrena akali ruisa mulemo osa feling. Deeper life in God is perfectly demonstrated in the book of Daniel chapter 6 verse 20. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God whom you serve continually been able to deliver you from the lions? If you dedicate your entire life to God Almighty, your safety and longevity is guaranteed. He writes, is guaranteed in capital letters. Thank you so much to Lenki Rampo. We really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729.
Bringing you closer to Christ, 657 AM.
All right, 657 a.m. Radio Pulpit it is, and we trust the Father is doing you good and also is gracing you amazingly in a mighty way. Now, there's a song that I played many, many times, many, many months ago. And it's a song of a friend of mine. I think you will enjoy this one. Just listen to this a bit. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
All right, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. 10 minutes to go. And thank you so much to those who are sending their WhatsApps. I really, really appreciate. May the Father greatly extend His favor and grace upon you. Babongane.
Mongukutholi thubang bingelele kwemfundisi uRing bingelele ke nakubafethu amaguest studio ke nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit nginibingelele ke egameni lika Jesu Christu wase Nazaretha isihloko esithi living a deeper life in Christ. Ukuphila impilo ejulile ke kuKristu. Ngingena ke lethi ke ngoba ke bengisatadisha ke kuleli sonto ke edlule ke umfundisi uRay akazange ke asho ke isihloko sendaba ke uma ephuma ukuhamba ke ngokusha ke to walk in a newness of life. sifunde encwadini ke yabase Roma chapter 6 verse 4. Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also walk in newness of life. Upaula ke aphinde ke asho ke la encwadini Philippians chapter 1 verse 21. For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Paul chose to live for Christ's glory. His concern was not to live a life which was to bring shame to the gospel. He wanted to live a life that would exalt Christ. We can read that in Galatians chapter 3, verse 20. Paul took a wise decision by choosing to live for Christ so that he was to gain eternal life. There are some people who live their lives and end in vain. When we live for Christ, we will receive crowns and gain eternal life. Mm. To live for Christ, our whole lives are to bring glory to God. Even though we come across persecution and suffering, we should never give up. Our purpose on earth is to live as a light of hope in the darkness of sin and death. We can read that in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. We are to live a life of sacrifice. If we are living, we are to keep serving and be a blessing to the body of Christ. We proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. We imitate his example. We pursue the knowledge of Christ. We surrender anything preventing us from having Christ. And Jesus Christ is our sole focus and one desire. What you do it with the mindset that it is for Christ. You want him to be exalted in every aspect of your life. Colossians chapter 3 verse 17 says, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God, the God, the Father, through him. I thank you. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babungane. We really appreciate. Thank you very much. We appreciate big time. It looks like I lost my calls here, but I will reconnect with them. Right, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And, of course, here's another one. This is from Manahangobese. Manahangobese says, good afternoon, Bafundisi. Ngibonga uNkulunkulu ngentsindiso. Nangegazi elingamandla esicwila kulo kusisindiswe. Nginithanda kakhulu Radio Pulpit yam. Patricia from Spreit. Amen, Patricia. Nathi sikuthanda kakhulu kazi.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. Jabu ekugcineni. Now, a deeper life is the one life that is lived by the people who follow this instruction, as described by Christ in John chapter 8, verse 12. He spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Those who follow Christ, who do not walk in darkness, but have the light of life, these, they are living a deeper life in him. Jabu, finally.
Yes, indeed, my friend. You know, he is the source for our life. Without him, we don't have any life that we can point to, because we've been crucified with him.
Mm.
So also there, the scripture quoting, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And also he calls himself, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Hence our saying, he is the very life that we live. So without him, we can never claim to be alive. We are alive because of him living in us. So that's a deeper life. Once we gain this understanding that he lives within us, we are crucified, we are dead in our old nature, our old lives. But now it means everything we do, it's about this new life that we've been given by him. So our pursuits, our desires, you know, our visions, our ambitions, our passions, everything is about this new life.
Yeah.
That is why we cannot entertain the old kind of a life that we used to live, because we've been this new fresh life that is deeper.
Hallelujah.
Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate my friend Jabu. Now, when you look into the very aspect of Christ, Christ says something, man. He says those who live a deeper life have the assurance of salvation in the midst of all forms of adversity. Let me bring this to you, Sipho, now just a minute. John 16:20, most assuredly I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. Those who live in this hope, in the midst of all the adversities of the world, they live a deeper life. What say you, Sipho, in a minute? Sipho. Yeah, what say you in a minute? Oh.
If I can find this, the day that wait upon the Lord, they shall be renewed their strength, and they shall soar on wings like eagles.
Mm.
In other words, we totally depend upon Christ in every situation that we came across.
Mm.
In other words, we totally depend upon the assurance that he is our Lord, our shepherd. We shall not want.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sipho Mfundisi Mota. Now, the aspect is that we should be people who live a deeper life. And in living a deeper life, we must be able to come before the Father and be thankful to him. Just like we read in Psalm chapter 1, verses 2, we delight, people who delight in the law of the Elohim, and in the law of the Elohim, they meditate day and night. Such live a deeper life. Take your minute. Mfundisi.
Mfundisi, no, thank you so much. That is very much true. Jesu 14, verse 23 says, if a man loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and he will come. We will come and to him and make our home in him. In other words, Uma, we live a deeper life. My brother, we should keep the commandment of the Father.
Mm.
And in so keeping the commandment of the Father will love us. And we cannot be able to keep the commandment of the Father without ubesibeni nokukholwa, because God is pleased with ngani ngokukholwa. Ukukholwa kuyamthokozisa uNkulunkulu. So it is important for us that we need to keep the commandment of the Father. We need to do according to his word. And the reward for that is that the Father and his dear Son will come and make their home in our bodies, and they will live and guide us.
Amen. Thank you so much. Absolutely there. All right, come to the end of it. Let me see something. Oh, people ask. Mara says, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Maureen Pakula.
In that minute, my brother, but Gichuli Senkos, Otandweni Lwako, Patia di sugu kola guami tatu kobo luam nago gongo guami obabangi avuma osengi avuma minangi tingi avuma ah. Uyasijulisa uNkulunkulu, but ngijulise Nkosi othandweni lwakho, bathi yandisukukhola kwami thathu qobo lwam nako konko kwami obaba ngiyavuma. Thank you very much. Good evening. to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. We ask Julissa uNkulunkulu othande lakhe nasokukholweni kwakhe. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mem Maureen Pakula there, and we really appreciate. Thank you for the calls, thank you for the WhatsApps, thank you for the messages, thank you for the texts, thank you for the SMSs, thank you for listening, thank you for praying for us, and we give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's no one like Him in our lives. Man, we are so grateful that He continuously is teaching us. We are learning each and every time. And may the Father be glorified even more and more. I want to thank my friends and brothers. Sipo, thank you so much. Mfoka Baba.
Thank you, Moroche.
Ube grand, Mfanagiti. And thank you so much, Mfundisi Mota.
Thank you so much, my brother. Thank you so much. Nabo Mfundisi Josefo noMfundisi Jabulani nabalalela emakhaya. Ngiyanithanda.
Awuzeke. Thank you so much, Jabu, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you very much. May Yahuwah Elohim be praised. Mfundisi Mota, Mfundisi Sipho, abalele libonke. Malume njalo uthando lukaZimu.
Ningakhohlwa ke ngeyi 2. Hawu ziyabuya. Ngeyi 1 nangeyi 2. Ziyabuya sisonke lapha eNkangala. Usipho uthe uyeza. Umota faneleze eze nomkakhe beze namaphefumu wonke bazowandlala lapha yana fanele athengwe wonke. Wonke. Uzenendoda nazine bicycle azodlala lapha yana gijigijima lapha e-foundation yekhishi kusese yislepa gijigijima lapha yana kube mnandi. Jabu, see you my friend. Sipho, ngiyabonga. Inkosi nibusise, thank you so much. Next week we are going to be touching base on the issue of spiritual radiance. It's happening next week. Have yourself a powerful night, even further. Tuda, Raba.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.